From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that it was refused to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 19th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is indeed our guide. And absolutely convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. What are the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips? As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, libertyroundtable.com, the website for the broadcast and more. Donate liberally today. LovingLiberty.net, LibertyNewsRadio.com, the syndicated radio networks, stations, AM and FM, terrestrial, up and down the line, Roku players, podcasts, live and on-demand radio. We're just about everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Spread the word. Tell your neighbor. It's free, live and on-demand radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. On the Sabbath, we rest as the good Lord gave us direction to do so. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. I am Sam Bushman. A quick recap, not of yesterday's show. I took a day off, long story. The day before, a recap starts now. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, RonPaulInstitute.org. We talked about Arise USA, the Resurrection Tour, Robert David Steele, BigBatUSA.org. We're going to cover that over the next several weeks and months. That's, I'm just telling you right now, BigBatUSA is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. BigBatUSA.org is the website. Now listen carefully. The Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association between now and 2024 has a wrapped bus, literally a big wrapped tour bus touring the country. Richard Mack will be in appearance, I'll be in appearance, many others in appearance. The bus tour kicked off in Nevada. Battle Mountain, Nevada was the first stop, and the bus tour is happening now. So if you see that CSPOA bus rolling down the road, email me. I'd love to hear from you about it, but I'm telling you, a big, ripping, cool tour bus. Speeches, rallies, all over the country, ladies and gentlemen. Does it get better than that, man? I'm telling you, Arise USA is what's going on. We also talked about the Front Sight Firearms Institute, shotgun class, and more. Lowell Nelson was there, reported on his experiences. We also talked about police should sometimes just avert their eyes. Walter E. Block says it's simple. Oftentimes what we need to do is focus on this libertarian idea. Don't hurt me, don't take my stuff. And oftentimes what you get is these victimless crimes that are made up by bureaucrats that need to go away yesterday. Amen to that reality check. Although let's not fool ourselves. We do need the police, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, sadly, there are bad actors in this world. Boy, howdy, are they. Many of them are government, many of them are not, but we need protection from all of them, that's for sure. And I don't have time all day to sit on my front porch with a shotgun on my lap, do you? So therefore, the sheriff was born. But let's make sure they're elected and accountable to us on the local level, shall we? Prior to 1913, ladies and gentlemen, no one paid income tax. Why do we pay it now, you ask? The founder's view versus the progressive income tax. What I recommended people do is put their supreme law of the land, the Constitution, down on one side and put your communist manifesto down on the other side and say, which one do we seem to be embracing today in America? And which document calls for what practices? And direct taxes are the communists. You know what? Inheritance tax, just steal the wealth from your family. Progressive income tax, all these direct in your face, monitor your life taxes. The founding fathers, on the other hand, rejected direct taxation and literally wanted apportionment taxes and tariffs at the border taxes. And that was really about all to pay for the limited. Did you hear me say limited? That's right. Limited proper role of government. and the taxes didn't need to be very many or very much in terms of revenue to take care of those limited scope of the federal government or the general government idea. So indirect apportionment taxes and indirect tariff taxes were the way to make it happen, to not put the burden on the backs of the American people and to make sure that they didn't use taxes as a weapon against the people. All right, there you have that. Second hour, we talked to our guest, Dr. Scott Bradley, to preserve the nation, his website, freedomsrisingsun.com. And we talked about Eric Clapton, ladies and gentlemen. After the COVID vaccination, he got it. He regrets it big time and is speaking out. I should have never gone near the needle. I thought I would never play guitar again. He literally explained his health experience and said, man, this vaccine is disaster. Don't take it. Now everybody's attacking the rocker, Eric Clapton. She flat out lied, ladies and gentlemen. Who are we talking about? CDC Director Rochelle Walensky. She told ABC's Martha Raddus on Sunday that the reversal on mask guidance comes as a result of a rapidly evolving science. She lied. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no such thing as rapidly evolving science. How can you test your hypothesis, your theory, your, okay? How do you have rapid evolving science? How do you document yourself? How do you make sure that it's true long term? See, they're lying to you, ladies and gentlemen, and they got caught lying. We'll get into that as well. Fight like heck against vaccine passports. Censored by YouTube, writes Ben Swan, our good buddy over at truthinmedia.com. Rand Paul says the left is gone completely COVID bat crazy. They want government-enforced shutdowns, masks mandates, school closures, forced vaccines, and now they want a vaccine passport. It is unconstitutional, not to mention it's flat-out absurd. How about a society based on a social credit system like the communists in China? Yeah, it's closer than you think in America, my fellow Americans. China's social credit system has a punishment and a reward associated with it. We're explaining it to you, ladies and gentlemen. The Chinese are setting up a vast ranking system based on the behavior of the people. Rank them all based on their social credit. Do you say things, do things you ought not say and do? They won't like it. We talked a little bit about how the social credit system spun up by the communist Chinese is coming to a theater, a credit card, a vaccine passport, a anywhere you want to go, be, or things, anything you want to do, it's all coming to you in America. Yeah, they're using the following: social media, universal basic income, and a cashless society to make it happen, and they're just getting started. Weaponizing cancel culture as a national credit system may well be popular. The people are kind of loving it, at least the socialists. And since they control all the media and they control the narrative now, you and I as conservatives and Americans and God-fearing Christians and constitutionalists and heterosexuals and whatever other camp we're in, pro-lifers, I can go on and on, right? We're being absolutely shut out of society and we don't have the clout to stop it. Why? Because Americans won't fund new media taking center stage. Why? Because we all talk and do nothing and don't put our money where our mouth is. We basically babble and go, oh, I sure hope someone else will solve that because I don't have time. How have we let the progressives and the communists and the socialists not only control the media but the complete narrative in our lives? I don't know, but we've certainly been missing in action, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you that, and now we're paying the price. Speaking of paying the price, Joe Biden talked about paying the price. Was that a threat, Joe? We'll talk about that coming up as the broadcast unfolds as well. That is a recap of yesterday's, well, the day before's broadcast, I guess. And without further ado, news the networks refuse to use today starts now. Our guest, our co-host, our dear friend, James Edwards, well known for his discussions in his own weekly talk show every Saturday evening, syndicated by Liberty News Radio, available at thepoliticalcesspool.org. He's known for engaging in race, politics, and hypocrisy in 21st century America and beyond. James, welcome back, sir.
Sam, it's always great to be back. I look forward to these monthly appearances, and it seems as though they're always 30 days away, but they get closer and closer. Time is speeding up, and it's great to be back. Everything you said, I think we could spend about 10 minutes on each of those bullet points in your recap.
We did a couple of days ago there, buddy, and we will continue to talk about these issues because they are not one-and-done discussion points as they continue to slowly but surely hang us with the noose of tyranny. And we, the people, need to start to stand up boldly, nobly, and independently. And if we don't get together and do it, if we don't put our money where our mouth is, I'm telling you right now, the goose is cooked. And let me kind of spin this first story to make the point. When I say spin it, I don't mean tell you a lie about it. What I mean is bring it into focus, okay? Because it's been so maligned and manipulated to where it's all spun out of focus. And what we need to do is spin the dial back to the correct view. They told you lies about January 6th. At the Capitol. And we told you at the very start they were lying. In fact, Liberty Roundtable Live had guests on live from the Capitol as it was unfolding. Furthermore, we had guests on the several days after who were there, who got arrested. First-hand witnesses of people that were there, from Stuart Rhodes to Vicky to Larvita to Steve. We had them all on, ladies and gentlemen. And the narrative you were getting from your dishonest mainstream press and the news we gave you were entirely different. They said we were lying. They even wanted to shut us down, saying we're not allowed to lie about these things. But the truth shall set you free, and it continues to come out, and we're here to document it as we have been for more than 25 years. James Edwards and Liberty Roundtable in seconds.
I reinstated a policy first put in place by President Ronald Reagan, the Mexico City policy. I strongly supported the House of Representatives' pain-capable bill, which would end painful late-term abortions nationwide. And I call upon the Senate to pass this important law and send it to my desk for signing. We are protecting the sanctity of life and the family as the foundation of our society. And most importantly of all, it is the gift of life itself. That is why we march, that is why we pray, and that is why we declare that America's future will be filled with goodness, peace, joy, dignity, and life for every child of God.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Live on your radio, Sam Bushman, James Edwards, deeppoliticalcesspool.org, his website. Check it out, award-winning talk radio every Saturday night and around the clock on demand at your fingertips. They post articles and ideas and all kinds of things throughout the week as well to keep you updated on what's happening on an ever-changing world. So they lied to you about January the 6th. They told you it was a Capitol insurrection led by the Donald, hostile people with, you know what, intent. The Democrats lied about several components of that, took those lies literally to the House impeachment trial of the President of the United States, lied, and every time we turn around, we catch them in another lie. This is no different. They told you that the insurrectionists were all Trump supporters and that they were violent from the start, that they were coming in with violence, that they wanted to literally kidnap congressmen and women, that they literally were going to destroy property and possibly kill people, and the list went on and on. The reality is the only people that died from this was the poor veteran woman who got shot by your government. That's a lawsuit in the making right now. The only other people that died were people that died of natural causes. They lied and said that a cop got beat by insurrectionists following Donald Trump with a fire extinguisher. It turned out to be complete bogus false, according to the autopsy report. And the coroner there told the truth and said, no, that's not how it happened at all. That's a lie. But they used that in the impeachment trial against President Trump. Now more lies are being exposed. So they show video after video after video where people are trying to go into the Capitol and this and that. And I maintain to you that most people were polite, peaceful Trump supporters, just as the live witnesses I had on the radio told you. They were black, they were white, they were all colors of the rainbow, but they were standing with President Trump saying, we peacefully want to get to the bottom of this, and we need answers. And the mainstream press told you, no, they're insurrectionists, they're crazy. And I said, there might have been a few agent provocateurs there, but for the most part, they were peaceful people, and that's absolutely factual. In fact, some of the witnesses that I had on the radio told you and articulated that, hey, there were insurrectionists there. They were Antifa, they were Black Lives Matters, and there, our people tried to stop them from their abuses. Well, I don't know how this took so long to come out, but now there's a new video out. And the new video from the January 6th Capitol building shows cops and, they say, protesters. I don't like that word, but cops and people who are involved in a peaceful assembly inside the Capitol. And they all talk about, and the cops and these people who are involved in their freedom assembly, right? They were all talking about no attacking, no assault, let's remain calm. And it blows a huge hole in the Democrats and the mainstream press's Capitol insurrection story. It also challenges directly, ladies and gentlemen, the details surrounding the official version of events. So you got to debate, what is the official version now? Now, there's a police officer involved in this video. He's been identified and confirmed by charging documents as Officer Keith Robichaud. Don't know how you say it. All right, so now we're going to play this video clip. I know you can't see it. You can search for it on the internet. We're doing the best we can on your radio. But here is the clip of the cop and the people who are backing Trump. Here's what they say together. Listen carefully.
The police here are willing to work with us and cooperate peacefully, like our First Amendment allows. Gather more Americans under the condition that they will come and gather peacefully to discuss what needs to be done to save our country. We're going to be heard. Everybody, this must be peaceful.
This has to be peaceful. We have the right to peacefully assemble.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Two leaders who went into the Capitol, who are inside the Capitol in the video, reasoning and discussing with a police officer, literally yelling to the crowd, listen, guys, we want to gather more Americans. We need to look into this vote fraud thing. We need to peacefully assemble as the First Amendment says we can and really charges us that we should. But then you hear multiple men, including the cop, all agreeing that we need to be peaceful. Now, why do we get this? Let's see, January 6th, February 6th, March 6th, April 6th, May 6th. How long has it been? May, what are we at now? 19th, right? Well over 3.5 months later, and we just get this video documenting this? But remember, I had witnesses on that told you the very same thing, literally the day of and several days after, documenting this reality. So I'm glad the video backs it up, but who was right and who was wrong in the media? This blows up their narrative. James Edwards, what do you say, sir?
Yeah, I remember covering this, of course, pretty extensively, as you did as well, as we all did, back in January, and not much has changed. There was what happened, and then there was what the media said happened, and those two always have a great deal of polarity between. one or the other. Clearly, when compared to your typical Black Lives Matter riot, what we saw on January the 6th was nothing more than a group of tourists going in. There was a documentary that was made, and how hastily the establishment-controlled press was able to put this together is beyond me, but it was a professional full-length movie. I mean, something you would have thought would have taken years to make. They made it in the very next week. I think within just 72 hours, 48 to 72 hours, and it was documenting this alleged carnage, this greatest insurrection, this greatest act of domestic terrorism in American history, they said. And the best they could come up with, they had a janitor after everybody had left cleaning up some bottles of water. And, you know, there might have been a little bit more damage, vandalism, a couple of windows knocked out. And, of course, Sam, I mean, we're law and order all the time. So any vandalism, anything like that needs to be punished. But it has to be punished, I think, reasonably. And to call these people terrorists and to have the Department of Social Justice, which is what we're calling it now, Merrick Garland's Department of Social Justice, go after each and every one of these people who, I'm sure several of them went in, unbeknownst to them, that you couldn't go in the people's house, as they called it, when you're seeing a stream of people walk in through open doors at that point, and going by officers. See, that was another thing. Some of these officers who were there ostensibly to patrol the premises were giving these people permission to go in, just asking them to keep it peaceful. I mean, there was so much discrepancy between what we saw with our eyes, what we've heard through as your expert reporting on this, your eyewitness testimony you've had on the air that we've talked to, and the way the media has treated this. It's no surprise to those of us who have been subjected to this sort of treatment and have lived a life covering politics and current events. But to your point on social contracts, let's talk about that very quickly. I think this whole thing is going to be used as a catalyst, January 6th, and I think even predating that to the mask. China, as you mentioned, has been using it. We've been watching this. I think that they'll use January 6th as a catalyst as to why we need such extreme measures going forward. And I think the whole masking situation over the course of the last year and a half has been a nice beta test to see how quickly people will conform to new societal trends or to new government dictates or mandates. These people have become quasi-religious with regards to their mask wearing and how they use the mask as a virtue signaling apparatus. And I think if it got off the ground and it was implemented and the media pushed it long enough, as they did with this mask narrative, you would see a great percentage of the population fall in line and subscribe to this and do whatever needed to be done and say whatever needed to be said in order to keep a good social media score or social credit score. But on the other hand,
to make your point on this, James, right now, excuse me, they say 60%+ of small business and big business in America is going to mandate vaccines for employment.
See, we haven't seen
that. The government and the mainstream press says about this is, well, it's not us mandating it. Business can do what they want. Therein sows the fascist lie.
That's right. Well, of course, big business and corporate America works hand in hand with our corrupt regime in Washington, and there's no doubt about it. They're two wings of the same vulture. We haven't seen it quite yet, where you're going to have social, or rather social media passports, yes, and vaccine passports too. I guess there's a dovetail there in order to access buildings or restaurants or things like that. But, of course, the day ain't over yet. On the other hand, though, I was just going to make this point in summation. There is a pushback on the other side of it, and I think and for the purposes of this conversation, you could talk about masks and you can talk about January 6th and you can talk about all of this with regards to social credit and so on and so forth. But there is a backlash. Finally, it appears the dispossessed majority is beginning to stand up and have its own tremors. We've wondered for years, my whole life, what would we do? What could we do to wake them up? And the answer was, surprisingly, nothing. Just let the left continue its wokest progressivism. And I think they've finally gone too far with some of this stuff, particularly the coddling of the mob. You see now McCloskey, the attorney in Missouri, running for Senate. And I think he's going to win just based upon that picture of him defending his property against the mob. So there
will
is pushback.
The American people stand against the overreach, huh?
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Arizona State Senate audit of the 2020 presidential election results in Maricopa County have announced serious issues have been uncovered by examiners. President Trump claimed the audit uncovered the entire database of Maricopa County has been deleted. Seals were broken on boxes that hold votes and ballots are missing. Maricopa County Steve Richer on Twitter Saturday after Trump released his statement called it unhinged and insane lies. The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors met on Monday and declared they would not comply with court orders. The New York Attorney General's office said Tuesday night it has informed the Trump Organization that its investigation into the company is no longer purely civil in nature and is now also a criminal one. The Attorney General's office is now working with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, which has been investigating the Trump Organization for suspected bank, tax, and insurance fraud. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Recently, President Trump was talking about the big news networks, and here's what he said.
We have others that come along, and they're doing well, and Newsmax has been really good, and, you know, others are coming along.
Many Americans agree Newsmax TV is really good. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too, and find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. Tune in tonight for Newsmax's newest show with Steve Cortez. It's called Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs and OTT devices like Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and Amazon Fire. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Because Newsmax is real news for real people.
Kids are starting to get vaccinated from COVID-19. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The CDC says that more than 600,000 kids aged 12 to 15 have received their first dose of Pfizer's COVID vaccine in the first few days of its availability. Those new numbers adding to the nearly 3.5 million Americans under the age of 18 that are already vaccinated. The American Academy of Pediatrics says that cases among children have become a large segment of newer COVID cases. Children comprise nearly a quarter of all new COVID cases in last week's data. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
On May 26, the second of two supermoons in 2021 will illuminate the night sky as a blood moon due to a lunar eclipse. According to NASA, a blood moon occurs during a total lunar eclipse when the Earth lines up between the moon and the sun and hides the moon from any sunlight. The super flower blood moon, which will peak for about 14 minutes, will take place again on May 26. USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, James Edwards on your radio. So there's no doubt they're going to use the social credit system against us. And let me kind of prove the point of the dishonesty. As you know, Dr. Fauci has flip-flopped back and forth and lied and deceived the people so many times it isn't funny. Why he's not fired beyond me is beyond me. Now, I know why Biden doesn't fire him, because they're like-minded, but Trump should have fired Fauci when he had the chance. But, of course, Trump failed on that point. But here's the reality. Rand Paul wins. The truth comes out. Dr. Fauci now admits that he wore a mask for show. He claims to avoid mixed signals. Now, believe it or not, 2 months to the day after Dr. Rand Paul, current senator as well, said that Dr. Fauci was performing theater and wearing two masks for show, despite the fact that he was vaccinated and didn't really need to wear two masks based on the science, Dr. Fauci now finally admits that it was indeed for show. Yeah. What do you think of that? We finally get the truth. Fauci admits it. So he lied and told us we had to wear masks. Well, he lied and said you didn't need to wear masks. Then he lied again and said, well, you got to have masks, follow the science. Then he admitted, well, I only said you didn't need masks because, the medical professionals needed them and I didn't want you guys to take all the masks. And then he said, you got to have masks. And anyway, the guy's just an absolute liar and should be fired and arrested for his criminal activity. Literally doubling down as a doctor, claiming you're following the science. getting challenged by another doctor and then admitting that you were not following science, but you claimed you were, that you lied. This is unacceptable from our officials. And if the American people don't rise up and demand the fire of Fauci, we get what we deserve, James. I don't mean to be rude about this, but it's so blatant. Rand Paul led the charge, told the truth. Fauci lied, got caught, finally admitted it. The people need to not tolerate that from their leaders. This guy has shut us down, shut businesses down for well over a year, and he continues to manipulate reality and claim it's science. He's got to be stopped.
He's just one of thousands, unfortunately, Sam, of politicians and business leaders and medical officials and clergy that need to be rooted out. But this guy has made a career out of being wrong. People forget, back in the 80s, this isn't his first rodeo. Back in the 80s, he was the go-to guy for the media to talk to about the AIDS. That was back when AIDS was the rage, and everybody was very concerned about the spread of AIDS and how it spread, and it was relatively a new thing back in the 80s. And so Fauci, in this very same role, was trotted out before the media, and he said time and time again that AIDS was not spread by the homosexual community, that the homosexuality had nothing to do with the spread of AIDS. So, I mean, how could you get something so fundamentally wrong so long ago, so decades ago, many decades ago, and still be trotted out? And, of course, I mean, the rules on COVID change on a near daily basis. I mean, we just heard it in the last commercial break. They were saying kids are now representing the vast number of new cases of COVID. Well, last year they said kids were relatively immune to it, nearly completely immune to it. That's what I heard last year. Of course, we heard last year the Surgeon General of the United States saying, don't use masks. Masks don't work. Leave the masks for the medical professionals. They're the ones who need them. And then now it was just a few months later that was on the onset of this whole charade. A few months later, it was, you know, if you're not wearing a mask, you're killing your grandmother and you're killing everyone. I see these ridiculous articles. This one, how to reduce anxiety about going maskless in public. And these people saying they're going to wear masks forever now. It's really, Sam, you know, I didn't feel any anxiety about not wearing a mask last year. And I certainly don't feel any anxiety about not wearing one now. I didn't wear it then. I don't wear it now. But this has been, this whole thing has got to have been, I mean, certainly in my life, there's no doubt about it, but perhaps in the history of humanity, this has to be one of the most bizarre schemes I've ever seen people buy into, that they would take something so hook, line, and sinker. You have to know, you have to be able to see that this is a relatively harmless disease. I mean, sure, we'd rather not have it than have it, but you got a 98% plus chance of survival. You might be sick for a couple of days. Why take a rushed out vaccine? Why take a vaccine?
It's experimental, and you know it's not even a vaccine, right?
Well, whatever it is, I'm not taking it, so I haven't paid that much attention to it.
Yeah, but, all right, so here is Joe Biden. Are you ready? Whacked out crazy Joe. Quote, those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price. It's a direct quote from Joe. Now, on one hand, you could say he's just saying, wow, you might get sick if you don't take the vaccine or whatever else. It'll harm society. You might have death and destruction. They've been warning and fear-mongering about that for over a year. But here's my question to you. The debate goes on about the coronavirus, the COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, the SARS-2, whatever words you want to use for the virus or whatever. The debate says, one, it came from animals, jumped to man via the, wet market in China. The other scenario says it was created in a lab funded by Fauci and the Americans in bed with the Chinese. And well, Fauci backed out of funding it, but then it, you know, was released or got out, whether it was by mistake or intentional. The fact is it was created in a lab. And the debate rages about those things. But when you hear a statement from Joe, the leader of the free world, supposedly, those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price. If this is a bioweapon, if this was in a lab, is that a threat from Joe?
Well, you know, and that wasn't all that he said, Sam. He's also posted to his social media, or let's be real here. His handlers have posted to his social media accounts. I don't know if Joe is even ordering his own eggs in the morning anymore. I really don't think he's in control of anything. Most presidents aren't, by the way. It's not just because he's got early onset Alzheimer's, but anyway, they're using Joe to get this message out, and they posted on his social media just this week. I mean, again, ostensibly, it was posted by him or from him, that you have two choices. Get the vaccine or wear a mask indefinitely. Those are your two choices. Well, my choice is I'm not going to get the vaccine, and I'm not wearing a mask, and I haven't worn a mask, and I'm not getting the vaccine. So I guess that's a third choice. But again, what are going to be the repercussions for people who dare to think for themselves? You know, you can go and murder your baby anywhere in this country as it grows in your in the mother's womb, and that's your body, your choice, right? You can murder a baby if you want to. I mean, God forbid somebody be inconvenienced by a child that they went into relations to have. You can do that, but you can't make that choice as to whether or not you're going to inject yourself with this. And even if, listen, even if the vaccine was 100% safe, I don't like to take medicine. I don't take the flu shot every year. I'm just not going to take it. You can murder your baby though, Sam, but you don't have a choice on whether or not you're either going to take a mask or take a vaccine.
Well, and that's why I say this is getting to where it's social credit time is the problem. And when Joe says those who are not vaccinated will pay the price, is he just making an observation of opinion or is it making a threat? Now, here's what's interesting. There's a video online that says this. Watch. Biden leaves stage maskless. So listen to this. Biden leaves stage maskless right after saying, for God's sake, wear a mask.
Well, of course, I mean, deep down when they're alone, they know that this is all just a ruse. And so they're going to do what normal people would do, I'm sure. And they're not going to, I'm sure, wear it when the cameras aren't on. I mean, why would they? It's just the most ridiculous thing. But again, going back to the social credit, you see all of the people, and I'm not just talking about vapid celebrities and politicians, but just regular everyday people. Posting these preening pictures of them either wearing a mask or getting the vaccine, which has just been a real troubling thing. I mean, who takes a selfie of yourself getting a shot at the doctor? I've never heard of that ever being a thing before. Now it's just this big fad. But again, why are they doing that? Because they want societal acceptance. They want that social credit. So yeah, I think it would be very seamlessly implemented on a vast majority of our population, or at least a vast percentage, if not the majority. This social credit scheme, I don't know why they don't just go ahead and trot it out, because you see people buying into it without it even being spoken. It's just sort of an implicit thing. Well, I'm going to post this selfie of me getting that. I want you to know how good and obedient I am to whatever the government tells me to do.
It's hard to know where to go with this, but the bottom line is they certainly have a it's for thee, not for me mentality, ladies and gentlemen. You know, when Joe Biden literally leaves the stage maskless, right when he basically says, you know, wear a mask for God's sakes, and then he gives this ultimatum, you know what, you can either vaccinate or wear a mask until you do. And then you have Joe Biden and Anthony Fauci and all these other dishonest people literally saying things like, we're not going to mandate a mask. But what happens is I see them forcing masks on us. What they're saying is, oh, but it's the private sector. They can do what they want. They're forcing vaccines on us. Delta now says, hey, if you're a new employee for Delta, you're going to be forced to be vaccinated or you can't work for us. They say, we're not going to do it to the current employees because 60% of them are already vaxxed. Well, what happens to the group in between? Well, time will tell on that one. But I'm telling you right now, a bad omen is in the works, if you will. Hang tight. James Edwards, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Biden says those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price. Biden leaves stage after saying, for God's sake, wear a mask. But he leaves the stage maskless. Maskless Joe Biden greets firefighters after touting mask mandates. He's got a, this isn't for me, but yes, it is for thee mentality. James?
If this was the Black Death, where you know by observation that anybody who gets this is as good as gone, then I think that and only that would justify this insanely over-the-top push for whatever reason to get everybody masked up and vaccinated as quickly as possible. But we all know people who at least have been diagnosed with this, who just, you know, made it through. They were sick a couple of days, maybe lost taste or smell for a couple of days. And for the most part, unless they didn't already have one foot in the grave already or had comorbidities or very advanced in age, you know, 98-99% chance you survive this. There are so many irregularities, Sam. It's beyond our ability to mention in the time that we have today. But, of course, flu deaths, there were, like, no flu deaths last year. Like, all the flu deaths were just gone. Nobody died of the flu last year. It's just, have you looked at the numbers? I mean, these are officially submitted numbers. These aren't just numbers that we found on some blog that gives us our confirmation bias. These were officially listed numbers from medical outfits and even the government's. Flu deaths were like down to nearly nothing last year. And then, of course, all these COVID deaths. Well, of course, if you slipped on a banana peel last year, they qualified that as a COVID death. And we saw all of that. There's just nothing based upon what we can see. And if you do just a little bit of due diligence in your own research, the official narrative and what we actually see taking place are not able to be connected. And so I had a long conversation on another interview I did a couple of weeks ago. For the first time in a while, I mean, COVID has just always been sort of in the background now for the last few months, and we haven't been really talking about it as much as we did last year when it all became new to us, but I did do a deep dive on it, and, you know, the question becomes, why have they done this? I don't believe that we can honestly answer that question by saying, well, they've done this because it's in our best interest, and this is a very deadly disease, and they're trying to help us. I think we can pretty much discard that one. So the question is, why? I mean, why? Is it some beta test to see how easily compliant a society will be, a population will be? Is it this? Is it just a power grab, a money grab? I mean, to fund all these pork projects, which they've been doing under the name of, coronavirus bailouts, or is it a combination of all of this? I mean, that's the only thing I can't wrap my mind around. But the fact that the question as to whether or not we must go out and get this vaccine to stem the tide of this deadly disease, no, I don't buy into that at all.
Wow. It's hard to know how to respond to that. I want to go back to this Eric Clapton point. While Joe is saying you got to have the vaccine or else you're going to pay the price. Well, Eric Clapton, here's the interesting thing about this rocker. He describes the disastrous vaccine. He said he might never play guitar again. He said he took the first one. The side effects from the AstraZeneca vaccine left him thinking he may never play guitar again. That was the first one. But then he took the second one, and he was either frozen, numb, or burning, and he said he couldn't even hardly move his hands or his feet. He said he has peripheral neuropathy, and he says he doesn't believe he should have received the vaccine. Now, here's the interesting thing. He has been really outspoken about this at first, right?
Yeah.
So he shared his anti-lockdown views before on social media regarding the pandemic. Then he showed his vaccine kind of deal. He had an anti-lockdown song that he created with Van Morrison, as you know. He literally has spoke out pretty boldly, and he's been in the news about this, right? Now, they also tie this to classic racist statements made by Clapton. So don't you know you can't talk to anybody without, you know, putting the race card in there? So it's very interesting how this all goes down.
Well, I'd like to say something very quickly about Eric Clapton. That's funny, Sam. I mean, that's right. Oh, you don't believe that you should be forced to take a vaccine? What are you, a racist? I mean, that's pretty much where discourse has gone.
Yeah, so here's what they did. You ready? They took the racist comments and went all the way back to a 1976 concert that he gave, where he said, hey, anybody who's not white should leave. And then he went on and trashed white people, or trashed everybody but white people and everything else. Well, then at the end of the article, they say, oh, yeah, it's all due to his drug use problems. Now, here's what's fascinating to me. They know they can't attack him over the vaccines because he's right. There are injury and harm coming from vaccines, and he's made a valuable point. As far as I understand, according to Eric, he's not a drug user now. So he gets sick, makes this point. He, in good faith, takes the vaccine, follows the lie that it's safe and effective when it's experimental, and the experiment on him went very, very, very wrong and badly. But what they try to do to discredit his statement and his personal experience with the vaccines is they tie it back to racism and to 1976, and then at the end they say it's because he's a drug user, making it sound like his modern vaccine claims are because he's just a drug user and not credible. But remember, the 1976 stuff was what? 86, 96, 106, 116, 45 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. And now they're literally tying it to a racist guy with drug use 45 years ago because he dares to speak out about vaccines and his personal experience now, after in good faith he even was willing to take them? Wow.
We see all the time people going back decades, in this case nearly five decades, to find out something that they don't like so you can hang them with them today. Of course, interestingly, the thing about alcohol or things like that, or presumably drugs too, is that they don't make you say things you don't believe. They loosen your inhibitions. So, I mean, but anyway, that being the case, Eric Clapton was, as well as Van Morrison, they have both gotten the Donald Trump treatment, and by that I mean, well, obviously being attacked unfairly, but Donald Trump, like Eric Clapton and Van Morrison, I mean, before they said things that ran afoul with the regime, these were all beloved figures. I mean, these were all, I mean, obviously Clapton and Van Morrison, gods of rock and roll, and rightly so. I mean, these were very talented and are very talented musicians, but they both just released albums. I mean, you just talked about they collaborated on one track, but I believe they have both released their own albums now, just here within the last few weeks, new albums. And because some of these ideas that are not deemed acceptable, particularly in the case of Van Morrison, have become more widely known, I mean, they are now both instantly pariahs. It doesn't matter if it's the mask or if it's talking about culture or history or whatever. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. You can be a celebrity like Trump or beloved rockers like these two guys. If you run afoul, they will tear you down. They will ruin your career, ruin your legacy, ruin your reputation. And, of course, people see this and they get the message. So that's why people don't speak out. It's not that people don't agree with us. It's that there are people, quite rightly, afraid of not being able to survive these sort of attacks. And now you see these two legends going through it themselves.
All right, the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act, they call it Anti-Asian Hate Crimes Bill, passes. It's now headed to Joe Biden's desk for signage, they say. This is very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. They call it the anti-Asian hate crime bill. But what it really is, they say it's a win for advocates in the Asian American community, which I completely disagree with. The House passed, and here's what it's called, the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act. Now, the reason that they're saying that it's the Asian bill is because you know that everybody's saying, hey, it's the Wuhan virus. And as a result of the Wuhan virus, then all Asians by default are being abused and everything else. Do you want to respond to this, James? It is, we've gone insane, sir.
Well, it's bad news. I mean, obviously this came from Asia. If you can't even mention that without it being some sort of an affront or an offense to Asians, I mean, they need to be checked into some sort of a facility for their psychiatric health. I mean, if it came from any other part of the world and you say, hey, it came from this part of the world, I mean, I don't see how that's some sort of a crime. Of course, this is all bad news, Sam. The reason this came up was because it had nothing to do with race at all. This has all really got kickstarted when you had the kid in the Atlanta area who was a Southern Baptist who had a problem with porn and sex addiction, and he went into a massage parlor there and shot some of the workers. Well, it just so happened that the people that, you know, are predominantly in that industry happened to be Asians. So they said, oh, well, this is a white guy targeting Asians. Look, my whole thing with hate crimes, which was you know, completely apocryphal, but my whole thing with the hate crimes bill, any of them, is completely unnecessary. I mean, and you're only adding these enhancers to selectively target groups that you want to add additional penalties to, and that would be, in this case, obviously, predominantly white people. There's been no historic grudge between whites and Asians, or really anyone with Asians, that except for Asians and other Asians, perhaps. There's already rules and laws on the books that would sufficiently punish any crime you could ever think about committing. So when you add these hate crime amplifiers, it's only to punish a particular portion of the population that these legislators certainly hate, and that's us.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. But really, they're calling this thing the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act. Now, let me be very clear with this. They're calling it the anti-Asian bill or whatever, but it's really COVID-19. And the sad part about this is the Republicans control the Senate, James, and should have shut this down.
Yeah, I was wondering where they were.
Well, they sold us south. And let me give you an explanation. Almost every bad thing we have in America that directly violates the Constitution, that directly moves us into socialism and communism and tyranny, has been backed by the Republicans. Roe versus Wade was on Republican watch and Republican courts.
Yep.
Okay. The use the letter 19 or the, you know, characters 19 for a second, right? Or 9-1-1, 1-9, always those numbers involved for some weird reason. Anyway, 9-11, the Patriot Act, and the Homeland Security and all this government apparatus that's now attacking we, the American people, calling us domestic insurrectionists and domestic terrorists and everything else, all that was created under Republican watch as well. And now this big move for this hate crimes bill to pass. They're saying it's an Asian hate crimes bill. I mean, who wants to attack the Asians, right? But in reality, it's really a COVID-19 hate crimes bill disguised. And what that means is they're going to open up on the American people, and it's really going to be against white people. You can say I'm racist for saying that, but they're pitting race and they're using the Asians as the scapegoat. But really, it'll be attack against anybody who believes in America, and they'll claim it's the whites and the Asians, but it'll turn everything upside down. It's just like the race wars of yesteryear. Pretty soon, reverse racism will be in vogue by your government. It just passed. Joe's signing it. The Republicans guilty again. What a shame, ladies and gentlemen. Hour one in the can. James Edwards with me. Hour two coming up. And boy, do we got a bunch of News the Network Refused to Use topics for you. By the way, you want to check out James's website and award-winning talk radio program, Race, Politics, and Hypocrisy in the 21st Century? ThePoliticalCesspool.org. I'm Sam Bushman. He's James Edwards. And we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.